Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. As regular listeners know, here at the Electronic Cottage, we try to keep up on developments in the digital world that affect our lives in the physical world, as those two domains merge more and more each month. Unfortunately, as the digital domain becomes more and more a part of our normal lives, at least in wealthier developed countries, problems become more and more frequent as miscreants, governments, corporations, and hucksters try to take advantage of folks digitally, just as they've often done physically. Pointing out some of these problems has led some listeners to claim that the information here on the Electronic Cottage can be, as one listener put it, quote, a downer. Others have sometimes claimed that no one really cares much about the negatives of cyberspace. Folks are so appreciative of the conveniences the online world brings that the potential negative effects aren't really much on anyone's mind. Well, undoubtedly some folks do feel that way, but a recent survey by researchers at Chapman University in California indicates that a lot of people don't. Results from the 2015 Chapman University Survey of American Fears have recently been published, and the results may be a bit of a surprise to many, though perhaps not such a large surprise to regular listeners here. The results certainly indicate that people feel that their digital and physical worlds are coming together. To quote from the university's website, in April of 2015, a random sample of 1,541 adults from across the United States were asked their level of fear about 88 different fears across a huge variety of topics, ranging from crime, the government, disasters, personal anxieties, technology, and many others. End quote. If you'd like to take a look at the survey yourself, we'll put the very long link on the WERU website. Just go to www.weru.org, click on Public Affairs Audio Archive, then scroll down to Notes from the Electronic Cottage and look for the program for this date. And, by the way, you can listen to past programs there as well. The researchers asked the survey participants to rate their level of fear about each topic on a scale from 1 to 4, with 1 representing not afraid at all, and 4 being very afraid. In terms of the 10 overarching domains, the one with the highest average fear score, perhaps not surprisingly in today's media-soaked world, was, quote, man-made disasters, end quote, which in this survey included things like terrorism and nuclear plant meltdowns. Guess what the second domain was? You got it, technology. Getting into the 88 actual specific topics, a much finer discrimination of fears occurs. In this case, the results indicate the percentage of respondents who indicated that they were, quote, afraid or, quote, very afraid of a particular phenomenon. The topic with the highest percentage of fearful folks was, and this may be a surprise, quote, corruption of government officials, end quote. But perhaps that's not such a surprise in this time of people on both the right and the left feeling alienated and not well represented by their government officials. Number 2 on the fear index? Cyber terrorism. Yep, a fear originating in the digital domain. 3rd, corporate tracking of personal data. Apparently, people do care about what happens to their information as they move through the online world. 4th, terrorist attacks. No surprise there. 5, government tracking of personal data. Turns out that 3 of the top 5 fears revealed in this survey are fears that largely originate in our digital world. Going on down the list of the next 5 fears, we find identity theft at number 7 and credit card fraud at number 10. In other words, in terms of how many respondents in this survey, which purports to include a representative sample of the general U.S. population, are afraid or very afraid of specific topics, half of those topics emerge largely from our online lives and activities. The digital and the physical mix more and more deeply every day. So, if we assume that listeners to the Electronic Cottage are at least sort of like the general population, maybe it's not such a bad idea to deal with topics like identity theft and credit card fraud and tracking of personal information by the government or by corporate interests. But of course, we realize that a steady diet of fears isn't all that tasty week after week. So we'll mention here a few non-fear items on the list for coming programs, such as a new law in California that allows individual citizens to sue if the data about them slurped up by police license plate reader cameras gets hacked, or how sensors added to homes can help monitor aging people so that they can live out their later years in their own homes instead of being institutionalized, or how driverless cars will make our roads safer. Well, at least maybe. In other words, digital technology can be something to cheer about as well as something to fear. And we'll do our best to look at both aspects of our increasingly digital world right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.